Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 245, Skip the Sale.
We set up our main topic and tell life stories to warm up, so listen to the cliffhanger ending.
In segment two, I chat about my difficulties in not buying cool stuff and declining certain groovy opportunities.
Then I don't believe what Mourner believes, and it's more built up to the cliffhanger ending.
For the level up section, you're taught to be self-aware and make a game out of leveling up your life.
And on beyond, we discuss missed opportunities and what Air Bunnies sales we have passed on. Did I mention the cliffhanger ending? So listen to the show.
All is coming up right now. Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one Charge It! Comedic Motivational Show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 245, Skip the Sale. Today we are coming at you semi-live from Chandler, Arizona, and the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den is the dark side of positive, Charles McFall.
Howdy, 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 howdy. No.
What's going on?
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
No.
You're going to skip the sale?
Yep.
You're done with this?
Yep.
You're checking out?
Yep. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next week. This was an interesting one to set up because you were okay. So I've been without a phone for the last 4 or 5 days, and you know, real quick, you know, there's these stories of people that, oh, you know, we took a challenge and we stopped watching TV for a week and we just didn't miss it. Shut the hell up is all I gotta say. I've been without my phone for 4 days, and while I don't have the physical drug addiction twitches and stuff, it's really effing weird, okay? It's really weird to feel separated from the world because I've built my world around the internet and being able to talk to people, to the point that my wife went out with a girlfriend of hers the other night, and I'm all for that, and I'm all for, you know, getting a night out and having fun, getting away from the kids. But it was odd because we always stay in touch with each other with text messages. Just a little, you know, nothing as intrusive as, hey, what are you doing, with a phone call or anything. Just a, hey, we're at dinner. Then, hey, we're doing this. But I can't get text messages. I can't get any kind of SMS right now. I can barely get a Skype phone call. So it just was really odd to be that disconnected and not knowing where she was and what time she'd come in. And her calls don't always go through to me either because of the whole Skype situation on my phone. So it's been weird. However, sir, I know you saw the post. I had a really cool moment out of my phone going sideways on me.
Yeah, why don't you share that with everybody?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Okay.
First of all, I want to say that the temporary title of this show is now Charles Without a Phone. Charles Not in Charge.
Oh, no. I hate that show.
I know.
Oh, so it didn't matter what the issue is, but I've had issues with my phone for the last couple of weeks, and it's because the company I'm with, the provider I'm with, changed some things in the area, and apparently my phone didn't like that. And I went through a couple of different tech things, and then finally I had it happen a third time, and in my mind it's like, we've got to fix this tonight. 100% permanent fix. We have to fix this or I don't know what. I'm ready for a fight. Yeah, I'm ready for, because I've had a few issues with other techs. And I get on, I do the chat because it's late at night. So I pull up the chat, which I love that they have a late night actual person to tech the chat with to help you with your problems. Because a lot of companies don't do that. And pops up, and then I run. I don't even tell them what the situation is. I just say, look, my phone's not working again, and I'm very frustrated. And just setting them up for, you know, you better be nice because the Bear's coming out. And the person goes, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And they're really good. This company, they have really good tech people anyway. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry to hear that. We're going to definitely do everything we can to make you happy tonight. Can I get your name? And I'm actually frustrated enough. I don't type out my whole name. I just put in Charles because I know they have my account and this and that and the other. And the tech pulls it up and went, she goes, Charles McFall, wait. And then right behind it goes, Charles McFall from Success Freaks? ! I was like, in my mind, I'm like, yes. This is because I'm not used to being recognized for anything. And anytime that somebody, quote unquote, has recognized my show is a friend of mine punking me, which is not very nice, by the way. Don't do that to me. So I said, yes. He goes, oh, my God, I listen to your podcast all the time. And we had a really cool conversation after that. And she was very helpful. And she's actually helping take care of the problem. It's just taking time for my new phone to get here. And there's nothing to do about that. So it made the experience really cool. But I can tell you, man, I get it. I get it. You get that, that, you know who I am. Awesome. Yeah. Going on.
Now, are they somebody that listens live, or are they one of the Buttercups?
It is not a Buttercup.
Did you tell them about the Buttercups? Because you should let them have access.
I was a little worried about fixing my connection to the world. I did mention, they mentioned they were outside of Chicago. It came up in the conversation. Like, oh, well, we'll be in Chicago in July for a conference, you know. She had mentioned that she actually went out to Bristol, I think it was.
Yeah, the Bristol Renaissance
Fair. And had met you there. So that was cool.
Can you give a first name?
I guess so. Well, she goes by Evie. Evelyn. Okay. It's on the it's on the screenshot. I did put the screenshot up at House of the Bear on Facebook, Success Freaks on Facebook, and then my own personal page. Evelyn, I think is how you say it.
Yeah, that sounds like how you would say that, yes.
So, and honestly, and nothing against people who met you first and followed you for years and came to the show, but she didn't sound like one of those weirdos. You know, she's sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just excited that somebody who listens to the show was like, "Hey, I know who you are."
Isn't that, no, dude, it made me. I read that. It made me smile. It made me very, very happy for you because Charles is disconnected from a lot of our fans. I'm out in the public a bit more, so often somebody and it happened again this weekend. Oh, I. You know, we're doing Tortuga pictures and, you know, the smarmy, goofy people that we are. And the person just turns to me and goes, thanks, Morton. And I was like, oh. Been found out. My secret identity. Yeah. So it is very cool experience. And it's touching people and having them come back and go, thank you. You're affecting my life. You're helping me out. And that actually is very helpful to us because, you know, we do the same thing, the same help others be awesome thing over and over and over again. And it kind of, you're kind of in a bubble. So you don't really know how you're affecting the world until somebody comes up and goes, you are doing something for me. So it's like, oh, I guess I should keep doing this.
Yeah. My daughter last night, my oldest two kids are into watching YouTube and they stay in the pretty safe stuff, the fun science stuff for kids and the stuff you'd think they'd. Wow. That's awesome. The stuff you think.
What?
You may be on a different microphone because that was not muted.
Oh.
I think Skype might be picking up a different microphone because I was like, yay, then it'll be saying something.
Okay, because I turned that down. Okay, going to Skype now.
Sorry. But my oldest two kids are into stuff like this on YouTube. And they found, you know, I actually told them about my channel because there's nothing bad up there that I think they can't know about. And so my daughter last night was asking me, and this is all going to be part of the sale, part of what you buy into, right, and passing things up. But she goes, you know, are you ever going to put more videos up? It's like, yeah, probably at some point. And the short version is she told me a story about her brother and his 10th birthday where he's kind of getting hooked on YouTube and he wants a little more YouTube fame. Because I've put stuff up of them all the time as they were growing up. But about the time he had his 10th birthday was about the time we were going through a whole lot of bad crap in our lives and having to deal with stuff. And I'm not thinking about putting up videos. And apparently he wanted something. He never said anything to me, but he was hoping I'd put something up about his birthday. And I'm like, you just got to tell me it matters. You know, that coming full circle back to what you were saying, Morton, about being told that things matter. If you miss videos, if you miss a blog, if we did something that touched you, it does. We need to know it matters. Because as soon as I found that out about the kids, I go, oh, I get that. I love, you know, you want to be a part of that. So now that I know it matters to you, I will absolutely do, you know, some more videos of you guys. Anytime we have something video worthy, we'll do that.
Sweet.
So there is that, you know, and it's been a fun first segment. I think that's going to be a good show today. We'll keep talking about my phone and how I'm a super celebrity now.
Well, that's how Success Freaks works. We have a topic, you complain about something, and then we get onto the show. That's how.
Well, I definitely didn't complain about it. Well, okay, I miss my phone so much. I do. It's all good.
Hey, does my microphone sound
better?
It does.
It does indeed.
There we go. So, there we go.
All right. So check out IRUSA.org. They do a lot of great things in the world. Actually, they did a lot of some good things for my wife here for her birthday. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But go and listen to the advertisements, and then come on back, and we'll tell you more about the show. So,
all right.
SuccessFreaks.com. You can check that out, too. Hey, there's the time. All right, bye.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 245, Skip the Sale. And today we are talking about phones. No, that was last segment. This segment we're going to talk about, what does that mean? For me, this was about when opportunities come your way, it's not necessarily the best idea to do that. Now, recently, I have two cases of this for me. Most recently, I was talking to my good friend, and I think she's actually, I don't know if she's been on the show, but we've talked about her before. It's Kirsten, who has her own YouTube beauty channel. And she came out to the festival this weekend and was showing me her new little camera that she does her vlogs on. And, you know, I talked about me getting a new camera that I, you know, to take pictures of, not to do vlogs on, but she was showing me that. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I need something like that. So she reminded me what it was, and I found it on eBay for it. And it was like, you know, $89, you know, $90. So I checked the prices everywhere else, and it's, you know, $150, $200, you know, what are all this other stuff. And I was like, you know what? Mine works fine. I don't really need that.
Right. Which would have been my first
and
question.
And you know, if you know how the mind works, if there's a bowl of cookies out there and you shouldn't eat the cookies, cover it up as long as you can't
or
see it.
Girl Scout
that
cookies.
Really helps.
Those are horrible.
No, I love Girl Scouts. I just, I don't
of course
like
you do.
Do so.
Of course you do.
Anyways,
love them.
Listen,
I hate them, you love
so
them.
I'm backstage and D'Angelo Jeff is like, can you turn on your hotspot? Because I need to bid on something on eBay. And I'm like, oh, he's on eBay. Let me see what's on eBay. And I'm looking on my own stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, this is my talking myself into it. I know it's BS, so I don't really believe this, but okay. I'm like, it's a sign. So I went ahead and bought the phone.
You got the camera.
Or not the phone. I bought the camera for and it's on its way here. So that's thing one. Thing two, I also am a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and earlier this year, my flotilla commander and vice commander said, hey, would you like to help us out? Would you like to be doing publications, which is basically you publish the newsletter 4 times a year. That's it. And my first initial response was F no.
Right. You said I can't do both the job I took on and that job. Right.
Right. Well, no, that's something.
Okay.
That's diversity.
Okay.
This is the first job that they came
okay.
to me with.
All right.
And I was like, no, I don't need to do it. And really, I am a member of this flotilla, but I'm never here. So it's something I could do from far away. I'm interested in doing public affairs anyways. So I was like, you know what? I can do that. And I can. However, right now, as it's time for me to put out the newsletter and all this other stuff is going on, I was like, you know, that was an example of an opportunity I did not need to take.
Right.
You know, especially now is because my life is so full. And I'm working on another business. And what's interesting that as I'm working on this business, other stuff that's coming my way, I'm like, no, I don't need to do that. Nope. It's like I'm being fulfilled already. You know, I have something that I'm doing. So sometimes an opportunity, and there's other examples of this, but those were my two ones. Sometimes an opportunity coming your way is not necessarily one you should take. Wow, look, this is really, you know, if you buy everything that's on sale, you're going to end up having no money. Yeah, but, you know, I saved so much money. No, you spent a lot of money. spent, you know, and $2 and $3 increments, but.
Back when they used to do after Christmas sales, when the economy was super booming and they would just, stores would overbuy, way overbuy. They would have to clearance things majorly. And my wife had a habit of going out with her mom day after Christmas and buying crazy stuff. And one of the things was I still have it. I have a 5 foot tall Santa Homer that sings and dances because it was half price at the mall when she went day after Christmas and she lugged that thing home for me. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. But there's been things she bought. This weird holy spatula. I mean, like, had holes all in it. It's weird. I was like, what is that? She goes, I don't know, but it was $2. When originally it was like $10. I'm like, but what are you going to use it for? I don't know, but it was $10. Like, that was when I was like, nope, that's not going to fly in this house. And then she also had a rule. This is, you close your ears, morning, because this is anti, you can't have this. But she had a rule. If you see it, buy it, because you don't know when it'll disappear. And that has backfired on her so many times because of me.
Now, let me say that also, you know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes blessings come from seizing even these opportunities, because there have been a couple times where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should buy that. And I wound up buying it. And it was like, wow, I'm so glad I did, because this is actually very helpful to me. So that's happened to me a number of times as well. So it's worked out. Now, it hasn't worked on, helped me work on my, you know, holding things off skill. But, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know if you should get this. And you get it, and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did, you know.
I don't.
So there, it both ways. It happens both ways.
I'll give you my level up right now. Level up is, How do you know when it's the right time if you don't stop so you can see, you know, what happens when you don't buy things?
Right. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
You already got through it. But my first question was, with, you know, seeing, what's her name? Our friend, Beauty Channel.
Ellie.
Oh, Kirsten. Thank you.
It's Kirsten.
When you see Kirsten and you see, oh, shiny new, what's wrong with the camera you have? But you already said that. You were like, well, my camera's working just fine. So then see, going back to how we set up the show when we were chatting via Facebook, because that's all I had at the time, he was like, hey, what about passing up the sale? I'm like, you know, this is going to turn into your issue with buying things, right? He's like, I know, I'm dealing with it. I don't have any first person stuff. So when we brought it up again, I'm like, well, why now? I've given you grief about buying things since like the day I met you, so why are we talking about it now? And I don't remember. Oh, you talked about bringing in the job opportunity as well as the right. Buying things. I was like, all right, fine. And I think it's not a fine, like, well, okay, whatever. But like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's good. Because I came back with, now that sounds like first-person stuff to me. That'll make for a good show. I think it's because it's more on your radar now, and you're realizing it, and you want to change. And so you're going to start talking about it more. Does that sound?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of it is because of, the new job opportunity. What's interesting is me being able to go, no, I don't need to do that. No, I don't need to do that. No, I don't need to take that on. Nope. Because I know I'm feeling fulfilled in another way, or something else has my attention. So I know that a lot of this stuff comes from a place of lack in me. Or maybe I'm not using the words right, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. As after you picked this, after you picked this topic, I was thinking about it as we do. And I was like, well, Mordit, when you do your show, how many microphones do you need? The answer is one. How many microphones do you have? You know, because there's been that for time. I mean, there's cameras. Now, not saying that all of us don't buy shiny new things from time to time. Of course we do. I'm not going to tell you about the cool thing that I bought that'll be here towards July. I pre-ordered something because you'll want to run out and do it. And it's a lot of money and you don't need to do it because it won't work anywhere that you're going, but it's shiny. So I'm helping you by putting the alcohol away and locking the closet so you don't see it.
Cover it up. Cover it up.
What steps do you think? Well, you know, we'll set this up for the next segment. So think about this. The question in the next segment is going to be, what do you do now that you're aware that you want to change? I'll phrase that differently than, hey, you have a problem, because I don't think it's a problem. It's just something.
Yeah, we'll talk about whether or not I want to change.
Okay, yes, there you go.
There's that, too.
So, you know, again, check out successfreaks.com. We've got a new version coming. Check out blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks. We got a lot of awesome stuff up there as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
When our neighbors in America face a natural disaster emergency, Islamic Relief USA is there. Assessing damage after floods in South Carolina, cleaning up home sites after tornadoes in Texas, and bringing clean water door to door in Flint, Michigan. We're your neighbors, and we care. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world. Learn more at irusa.org.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 245. Skip the sale. And we are here in the question portion of our show. And Charles says he has a question, or that he had a question. Now he has to give it to me again because, you know, squirrel.
So what we were getting to at the end of the last segment, I said this is the question for you, is what do you do now that you realize you want to change? And you even said, maybe I don't want to change. So the question is, you brought up what seems like an issue, right? You're overspending, you're overbuying, you're getting stuff you don't need. And it seems like you want to change. I was going to ask you, what steps do you take now? But the real question is, do you really want to change first?
Well, yes, in part, I do want to change. I don't want to just, I am still doing the Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey, which I'm trying to get rid of credit card things. So most of the stuff I buy, I do not buy with credit cards. I have them still, but I'm not spending money that way. But I am spending money that I could be using to get rid of that debt. So I do want to do that. One of the steps I do take is I don't go into stores. You know, I know that I'll just go in. I won't. No, dude, you'll buy something. No. Interesting is when I think I had to go to Best Buy for a specific reason. And I went in and I got that specific thing. And I looked around, but I didn't buy anything else. And I was like, this is so weird that I'm not buying.
Is it really? Is it really weird?
Yeah, well, a little bit. Here's what's weird for me. If I don't have something coming in the mail, I feel a little less. I'm like, oh, I don't have anything coming to me in the mail. Fortunately, I have a brand new camera coming. I'm so excited. And I was able to buy, Tortuga Twins need new swords. The swords that we use, the hilts are all banged up. And they're called Pecoraro swords, sabers. They're a little fancy and they're kind of hard to find. Oddly enough, the cheapest place or the least expensive place I found them, they're a certain brand of this maker. This certain guy company is a maker of them. And
is it Valerian
on
steel?
Amazon, that guy or company has a channel or whatever, a store. And so the cheapest place I could find them was on Amazon. So I ordered them through Amazon. I was like, well, that made everything much easier. So I have two swords winding my way from the interwebs. And I'm so excited about that.
I was asking if it was Valerian steel.
I know what you mean. I know where it comes from. No. The way we bang, if you're able to look at our sword hilts and able to see how much we've banged these things up, you're like, that's not Valerian steel. Those twins, they're not
that
strong.
But see, that story is kind of irrelevant, other than it maybe suits your need for things coming your way. Because that's a legitimate business need and purchase. That's not an extra camera or microphone or other shiny bauble.
Yes.
So what are you going to do to take the steps to change the part you want to change? So let's get down. So
to realize that, and I'm going to put quotation marks around the word problem.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a problem.
Let's say something you want to change. First of all, is realizing that. That realization alone gives you a moment of pausing. You pause for a moment and go, do I really want to do this? Now, there's different ways of talking yourself into. Like, I used to talk myself into doing things by drinking and other illicit things. I don't do that anymore. So that's no longer an excuse. Another way is literally don't look at it. And that's very strong with food. Because when way, way, way back when we were hunter-gatherers or all that, you never knew when you were going to eat. So when you saw food, that craving was so strong because you had to eat to fill you up for potentially days because you may not eat for days. That's still with us. We have not evolved too far beyond that.
I don't think so.
So covering food up, studies have shown, you know, just like the candy dish that's out on your desk at work, you're going to eat from. If you put it in a drawer, you're going to eat from it less. That's, you know, a proven study is showing that. So it's silly, and I've done that before. Oh, there's cake out. I've put a cloth over the cake so I wouldn't have to look at it, and I wound up not eating it. As soon as I see it or see somebody else eating it or seeing my, you know, my Tortuga partner on eBay, I'm going to eat that.
I get. Okay, the covering and the eyesight. You know, if I have a drink on my desk, water, tea, coffee, anything, if I have something to drink, I will drink it. Okay, whether I'm thirsty or not. When I'm at trivia or karaoke, when I'm hosting those things, I always get a drink because you need to stay refreshed while you're always announcing and doing things. But I put it because I don't want it spilled on my computer. I've spilled on my computer before. I put it off to the side where it's not right next to my computer where you would drink from it constantly, right? And I can make a whole drink go for the entire 2 hours. You know, no big deal. It's not that I don't need to drink water or Coke or anything. It's just, it's a habit. So I get what you're saying about covering the cake or putting away the M&Ms from the top of your desk, put it in your drawer or whatever.
Right.
I don't agree with the hunter-gatherer instincts. I think that's an excuse because I've got all kind of food sitting around my house.
It's not an excuse. It's an explanation.
I disagree. I don't think it is.
You can disagree all you want, but science.
No, because then how come I'm outside of science? How come I can have stuff I really like and I don't indulge in it? How come I can control my appetite and go, hey, I drank coffee this morning. I'm not hungry till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I'll get a small sandwich.
Because coffee is an appetite suppressor, first of all, dude.
So?
Have a clue.
How about I don't drink coffee? I can still go all day without eating food.
Okay.
It's not, I'm
you
just saying,
don't
I don't
drink
think
coffee.
That's true.
I don't
think it's true.
I don't think that's true that you don't drink coffee.
Oh, no, there's days that if I can't get to it, if I have to get up to it or whatever.
There's days that you don't drink coffee. You have a headache.
No, I don't have a headache. I'm not happy.
You're the grouchy bear.
Sure. I can be a grouchy bear, but what I'm saying is I think it is. I don't think a lot of things that people
science
is 100% proven, and two, sometimes if you really dig into it, it's not science. Somebody just said it was. I'm not saying this is that case. I just don't buy into that urge. I think it's an excuse.
These are studies. There's a kids with a cookie. There's a kids with a cookie study.
So, kids, you're going with kids.
Yes.
You're not a child, sir.
Yes, child. I am going
you're
to
not,
kids.
But you're not a child. You're an adult who's learned lessons.
Okay, well, then let's just say in my own life, different things. I've tried this experiment with different things, and it's worked in my own life.
I'm not saying don't hide it. You know, I can get it. Get it
personal
out of your,
experience.
Out of mind. Sure, that's a... See, Proverbs, not the Bible Proverbs, but general tales of Proverbs, old wives' tales. Out of sight, out of mind. Sure. Yeah, oh, I forgot that I had so-and-so. Won't work for a smoker. You know, because that is an actual chemical craving. But with people who have food, with you, in case point, you see it and makes you think about it, and your brain kicks it. Dude, we go back to the Habits book. The one with the four wheels on it, on the cover. Dang it. Talking about how Febreze was made. The Power of Habit?
Power of Habit, okay. Yep.
So we talked about you have the trigger. You have the response, and you have the after effect, right? And let's just use cigarettes because it popped in my brain. So the trigger is I need a cigarette. Whatever happens, stress in your life, whatever, something, you know, the trigger's there, right? And then you smoke a cigarette, and then your body goes, and that goes with eating. It goes with buying things. It goes with all that. If you change the middle response to the trigger and keep the trigger and the final response, right? You change the action, the middle action. So you get the trigger, take a different action, and get that same response. We know we can change things. That's why when it's habit. There's a power of habit. I don't think it's instinct. I think that's you. When you give me an answer that's not right.
Let's compromise this. Okay. No, of course you can change it. Of course you can work on it. Of course things that you can do it. But just being aware of that helps. I think it gets into, I might have read more about this, about willpower, but it's a little bit of both. Let's just say that, a little bit of instinct, willpower, and all of that. So somewhere between what you're saying and what I'm saying lies the truth. But I think it's involved with, honestly, I think it's involved with willpower, and it is with that. And I have looked at a cake that was out and gone, if I don't do it, because I could feel a strong draw to it. And as soon as I covered it up, the draw was lessened. I could feel it within myself.
You could feel a force awaken?
Yes. Yes, okay. Sir.
We're going to continue this on into the next segment because we're coming down to it. real quick, I want to make the point. I've seen you work for hours and hours and hours and hours, and it's only when we were wrapping up work, you're like, hey, I'm kind of hungry, you know? So I think it's a lot of brain thing versus stomach thing. Anyway, we're going to come back. Morning's going to have some awesome things to say. And in between, he's going to tell us where he's going. So if you want the in-between, go to patreon.com/successfreaks. Pledge at the level that you need to pledge to get the in-between. We'll send it to you. Otherwise, be here live. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 245. Skip the sale if you can, if you dare. This is segment number 4, the level up section, in which we tell you how you can level up, or how we level up our lives in this situation. For me, cover it up. That's the thing, you know, or just be, it's me. It's just about becoming aware of what I'm doing and owning up to it. Yes. I spend more than I should on certain things. Often it's stuff that brings me joy. Realize, too, for me, and I do realize this, that experiences, as far as a happiness quotient, experiences give you more longer-lasting happiness than stuff you buy. I did not used to believe this. And then, of course, you know, I read studies. But also, experientially, I had this. Shut up, you.
I'm sorry.
I had this experience. It's he's laughing off the mic. And I had this experience where I'm like, I went on a cruise or I did other things, and I'm like, wow, I do that. Just remembering that brings me more joy than this thing I bought recently. So it does stick with you. Again, I talked about where I was. I'm taking a trip right after this show. I'm actually getting picked up right after this show and going up north for a couple of days, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So just being aware of, hey, this is my damage. This is what's going on with me. And you know, you don't beat yourself up over it, because you're not going to change anything if you do. You know, studies have shown that as well. And I know I'm beating that dead horse with studies, but I'm finding that true as well. If somebody's like, oh, I'm so bad about this, and I'll work on it harder next time, chances are they're not going to work on it at all. You know, just say, hey, you know, people are human. I screw up. Or maybe I just didn't do that, or I did that thing that I didn't want to do. I'll do better next time. Chances are you're going to do better next time, or you're going to keep at it. So just be aware of yourself. Cut yourself some slack, and you know, make a game out of it. Life can be a game, even with the stuff that you're working on, even with the stuff that you're trying to correct, because it's a lot more fun that way. You know, I talked about the total money makeover and that's getting away from credit card debt. If you don't make it fun, you're just going to feel bad about yourself, and screw that. Who wants to do that? There you go. How's that for an all over the place level up?
It works. Obviously, you know what I'm laughing at is you were, and it's interesting. It is always interesting to see who believes in what, because you're talking about experiencing things. It's better. That's how I live my whole life, is about experience. And yeah, you're talking about how you didn't believe that. Then what made me giggle was like, then I read some studies. So if somebody wrote it in a book, oh, I believe that now. But then you followed up with, I experienced it, which actually tickled me more. Like, wait, you experienced something you don't believe. I don't understand. What did you do? But then you got to the point that obviously you needed to get to, and I wanted you to get to, which is life is just an experience. You know, things come and go. Can anybody remember the toys they had as a kid and have fond memories? Sure. But do you have them now? Probably not. You know, more than likely you don't. There are some toys that I wouldn't care about. There's one toy that I even let my kids play with now that I think my dad played with when he was young. And it's a really old race car and race car driver. And it's kind of cool to see that my kids are playing with it as well. Do we protect it? Do we lock it away? No, you know, let them experience it. And then, you know, as they stop playing with it, it'll go in a box maybe for their kids, and it'll keep flying down the line. It'll be kind of interesting to see. But when we go to places, my wife has actually lived like this as well. She always wants a trinket, which I never understand. I didn't used to understand. She always wants like a little magnet or a keychain. I'm like, but it goes in a box of other keychains, or it goes on the fridge with other magnets. I don't understand why you're getting this overpriced trinket. But what I've come to realize is she'll take tons of pictures of what we're doing, of what she wants to see. And I used to fuss at her too. She's like, you never need these pictures. Well, it's because she's taking what she sees. And those are her memories. It helps her remember the experience, relive the experience. Just like the little magnet sitting on the fridge. She walks by and goes, yeah, you know, I remember this moment from that trip or that moment. You know, I experienced this thing. So I definitely think you're on to something there with experience. So maybe that's a level up. We haven't really, you did your level up, but we haven't really gotten to how do you change. If you have something you want to change, in this case, Mornet wants to change he realizes he buys things whether he needs them or not, and it's to fill some need that we really didn't dive into. And maybe that's another show, maybe it's on Beyond. Well,
And often, if you listen to what I was saying, a lot of the stuff that I do, you know, do I need a new one? But no, but I can see a place for it. I can see the use of it. So it's not just, oh, look, it's on sale. Let me buy this. It's a, hey, I could use that. That's a bigger, better one that I want, not that I need.
I challenge you to re-listen to the show, because the voices you do, which are good, the voices you do about, oh, I want, you use that voice quite more often than the, oh, no, I can see a place for that. So I think it's a 60-40, yeah. Maybe. 60-40, 51-49, I don't know, but I think there's a slightly more.
Yeah, I'll own that. Okay. I'll own that. Don't make me listen to the show again. I don't want to. I might learn something. Also, and I want to say about the whole reading things, that's one part of my level up is seek to better yourself. You know, always seek to better yourself. Read more. And there's a quote that I haven't used yet in my quotes and affirmations, but it's on my list to use, is, the natural desire of good men is knowledge, Leonardo da Vinci. So if there are different ways, you know, listening to podcasts, listen to Success Freaks, it'll give you ideas on how this is done, how you can do it. And you can see a lot of what we do, a lot of what I do is like, look, here's me not being perfect in my life. I want to share that with you so you can see it's okay. But, you know, you can grow beyond it. That's okay as well. One of my methods is I do read or listen to books or whatever, and I amass all that stuff, and it gives me ideas on how I can work on myself. So that's probably my level up is, you know, seek to better yourself, whether that's reading, through podcasts, through going to different things. You know, that's my idea. There's my level up.
So he gets two level up. But if you have something you want to change, you know, awareness is the first step, right? Is knowing, and we've avoided the word problem specifically today, because not every change is because there's a negative in your life, because you have an issue, a problem, a bad thing. Is it horrible that he buys this stuff? Yes. No. Sorry. No. No, seriously, though. The reality is, I have never seen Mornet personally go through a period of lack because he bought a shiny, shiny thing. Okay. I've never seen him go, you've never quite done this, but I bought three new microphones and you're so excited. And you've got, and I'm like, why? We've got 24 microphones. We don't need another microphone. And then a month later, he's like, man, I'm hungry. I can't eat because I don't have any money. I've never seen that. Okay, if that's there, then you need to change your life, as long as you have balance. And Mordant has balance in his life. He eats, he gives to other people generously, he takes care of his needs, and he still does what he wants, right?
To be fair, I did buy three microphones at one time.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't remember that.
Like, so, hey, you know, I may need it. They were. I hate to say this. They were on sale.
Of course they were.
It's a microphone that... Dave Jackson.
Thank you.
Dave Jackson recommended it, and it was like they were half price. However, one of my microphones that I had bought before, I wound up donating that to, I sent it to Carl. It's a damn
good one
from the What a Relief podcast. So now he has that microphone, the MXL.
Yeah,
that's the one I sent him. I'm like, you know, I'm not using this. It's a better mic than you have. I'm just going to give this to you because it's.
Yeah, there you go. No, good, good, good. That's see, that's how I like to flow too. Is whenever I level up my gear, I like to help somebody else level up theirs, and you know, share it out. I got distracted. Oh, is it something about bad or good? So there's not a problem. In my opinion, there's no problem here. You live your life differently. It drives me a little crazy sometimes. You're like, oh, about this, about that. It's like, but why? Because my life is tuned to now. My life is tuned to what's the need? What's broken? What will, and then the next step, of course, what will it do to improve? Is it an investment, which is a term I used earlier, versus just buying something? But I think I came from a different place than you did and all of that. So my point is there's no negative here. He doesn't have to change. He can buy a new camera. And if you challenge him on it, he goes, well, I will use it. And it's my money, so shut the hell up. You know?
Yeah.
Am I hurting anybody? No. So when you find something you want to change, maybe with Nambian we'll talk about what steps to take. But definitely realizing you want to change and then realizing what do you want to change to. Have that goal of what you want to go to. That's my level up. After you realize you want to change, figure out what do you want to go to, and that's how you find your first steps to changing things. So,
cool.
It's been an interesting show. We're going to do On Beyond, and who knows what we're going to talk about, so stay tuned for that. AM 1450 WGNC, guest study in North Carolina. I think I might have found my first friend from the radio down there. I'm watching the time here. If you listen to AM 1450 in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, we're on there every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Eastern during your drive time. So come on and check us out on your way home. I think somebody from Facebook friended me from hopefully listening to the radio. We'll find out. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting is an honest and revealing look at tagging and bagging a bigger, badder, better, more life. Mordant and McFall discuss the trials and tribulations encountered on their path through uncharted territory, the lessons learned along the way, and how they use them to move forward. Explore what causes you to hesitate when taking that first big step into the unknown. Discover how to experience the thrill of success firsthand. A guidebook for those brave souls no longer satisfied with an average life. Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting, available now at Amazon.com.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, better, better, more into the topics of the show. And we're talking about pass on the sale or surviving the sale or confessions of a shiny holic today. I think there was something about something about me without a phone, Charles not in charge. we threw that idea out. That's gone. but one aspect of this whole thing, we focused on buying and we focused on, because I think it makes for a good show, we focus on personal experiences. In this case, it was your personal experience, which is interesting enough. I didn't realize we actually came full circle to you talking about experience and how to live through experience later on in the show. What we did not get to that I would love to talk about is when it's a job opportunity or an opportunity for a new experience, maybe we should pass on the sale, right? You did talk a little bit about with the job with the Coast Guard. I think I have probably a lot more stories than you because you seem very focused on what you're going to do. Oh, no, I got to be here and do the Tortuga Twin stuff. Oh, no. I mean, when I tried to talk you into originally, when we started talking about doing the meetup, you wanted to do the meetup. And it's like, hey, we should do dinner after and do all that. And you're like, no, you know, you're very focused on what you were doing. And then you expanded your focus. Say, no, that is possible. It is something I would enjoy. I dare say the first year you were very, I don't have a good word because anxious isn't it, but you were out of your comfort zone. That's what I'm looking for the first year. Because at the same time, Brent Walker, one of your friend, is your friend then, it's our friend now, was having his 40th birthday, and you got invited to the party, which has to be the same night that we were doing the dinner. And then you had to go out after a long day of work, and it's a hot, long day of work for you. You had to go out with all these strangers, because that's who they were then. They were totally strangers, except for me and maybe one or two people you brought from the festival side. And we did this dinner, but then you loved it, because it was all around the podcast and all around us and talking to each other and getting a new experience. And I didn't know what you believed about experiences then. And I love that you've changed into that. But sometimes you have to pass on an opportunity for a job. You have to pass on an opportunity for a business, for going out to eat. I've had people ask me, hey, you know, we're going out of here. We'll buy you dinner. Come on. And I'm like, no, because Aaron's at home, and she's had all four kids all weekend because I've been working crazy hours, and I think it's time for me just to go home and give her some relief. You know, take over the kids, let her do her coupons or take a nap or leave the house, something. You know, what other than the Coast Guard thing, what's an opportunity, Morton, that maybe you passed on or maybe you should have passed on in your past?
Well, recently I'm working on doing new businesses at Renaissance festivals around the country, not connected to Tortuga Twins. And Christy and I put in for a new business for a loose leaf tea business, sell loose leaf teas at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. Now, it's not something we know a lot about, but, you know, it's something that you could learn and, you know, move forward with. We had a buyer we had a supplier. We already made that connection. It was between us and somebody else. Well, this other opportunity came our way, and it seemed like it was a lot more lucrative. It seemed also for me it would be a lot more hands off, and potentially for Christy as well, and just something that we could really sink our teeth into. However, it was going to consume a lot of our time and energy, and I did not want, and she felt the same way, I did not want to have to work on and learn the tea business while we're working on this other business. So that opportunity, we actually called them, or not called them up, we sent an email to Bristol and said, thank you very much. We have found another opportunity that we're going to pursue, so we're taking our hand off this one. Thank you. And it went to somebody else. There was no hard feelings, anything like that. We didn't get into it and then find ourselves so busy that we did a bad job of it. You know, we're able to focus on this. That's my personal experience with looking at an opportunity, one that we could potentially have moved forward with, and just saying, you know what? I know better, and I'm going to let go of this. And I don't. We both felt lighter as soon as we did it, and we're moving forward with this other endeavor, which I'll talk about once it becomes more to fruition. But yeah, that's my personal experience. I've heard of other people's experiences, but that's my personal experience.
That's good. And that was a recent one, for sure. I've actually passed on things for the wrong reason and regretted it. And ultimately, I think you make the decisions on what you're focused on doing and where you're going in life. If you focus on where you're going in life. And I was with a band. It's one of my new iterations. I'd lost everything with music. So I was trying to build another band, and I'd gone on all the different sites you can go on and found somebody looking for a lead singer and got into it. And the guy was honestly weird, but he had all the gear. I don't know why I was in it. I think because I knew ultimately music was not my path, that I really was about the story, even though I didn't have those words formed in who I was then. I ended up trying to work on stuff with him, and he was a cool guy. And see, that's the thing. I connect with people. I don't always look at, is it right situation for me? Is it the right thing going on? And I connected with him, and I had an ad out with samples of what I did. You're going, this is, you know, what I'm looking for, and I'm a singer, and here's the samples of me singing. Here's some of the music, rough cuts, whatever. And I had a band contact me like, hey, we're looking for a new singer. We'd like you to come try out on such and such a night. I don't know why, man, but I sat there, and at first I was excited because they reached out to me. And instead of chasing every opportunity, you should always look through the window of the door. Yeah, there's another quote for you. You don't necessarily open every door. You don't necessarily walk down every hallway. But you should also always look through the window of the door. That is, if a headhunter comes to you and says, hey, we got this great job that might be interested in you, talk to them. Just find out. You know, hell, I wouldn't have married my wife if I didn't do that. If I didn't have people going, just go talk to her. Just ask her. I mean, you like her. She's cute. She seems to like you okay. I mean, y'all are friendly. Just see if she wants to do anything. It's not the end of the world. And then I've told the story that I'll tell in the on beyond or in the after, in the in between that you can get from Patreon. I'll tell the story of the first time I asked her out and how horrible it crushed me. But if you don't look at the opportunity just to see if it's what you want, what it suits you, then you'll pass on things. So going back to the band, I was like, I remember sitting there for 10, 15 minutes excited, but then, oh, what about this other guy? You know, I just kind of agreed to start working with him. You got to look out for yourself when you're doing business, period. When you're doing business, if you don't do what's right for you, you can't do what's right for everybody else. Okay, I don't mean be selfish. I mean, you have to do what's right for you. And I ended up passing on this band going, no, I just kind of joined in this other project, and I thank you for asking me to try out this and that and the other. Week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, very short period of time, I was driving up to North Atlanta to meet the guy that's working on the project, and things were already going weird with this guy. It was just being odd and wasn't working right. And I drive past the Gwinnett Arena, which is a very, very sizable arena. I can't tell you how big it is, but you can have monster truck rallies there. Okay, so it's the size of that kind of arena. The band that asked me to try out is on the sign saying that they're going to be playing there in a week. I went, what happened? You mean I could have tried out for that band and been playing in front of, possibly playing in front of, you know, a couple thousand people? Oh, my goodness. So the flip side of pass on the sale is know who you are, know where you're going, because morning, I think I'm verifying a little bit of what you said with purchasing, even though I don't feel that about purchases, where you go, I don't know, I shouldn't buy it, and then you bought it, and you go, oh, I'm so glad I bought that. I haven't had that specific experience, but I think it fits into this flip side of pass on the sale is, if you look through the opportunity, you go, had I gone and just met with the band, no harm, no foul, tried out for them, just seen what happens, who knows? You know, I know I'm still on the path that I'm on and I belong here. I probably wouldn't have gotten a gig. But the point is, I pass for wrong reasons. If you pass on a job, if you pass on a sale for the wrong reasons, you don't learn anything about yourself, I don't think, Morta. Do you think?
No, well, my first question is, and I've heard the story before, where's the band now?
I don't know.
I want to know. That's a really honest question.
No,
is that,
good,
you know,
question.
Where they are, what are they doing? Have they gone on to something else? Are they some famous band that we know now, or what's the dealio? So I'm just curious about that. Do you have regrets with where you've gone? I mean, even my bad choices have helped me learn and grow into who I am right now, which is pretty spectacular compared to what I think I was before.
Yeah, and we'll probably answer most of this. Actually, we should answer that in the after because we are at the time. But ultimately, I used to have regrets very quickly. But no, I believe that the path I'm on, I've always focused on, for lack of better words, my destiny, you know, what I was born to do. And I think I'd still be here doing what I do now, no matter what, because that was what I was always focused on. You know, and we can get to that in the after. But now it is time to wrap this up. I'm going to find a real quick quote if I can. Do you have anything else you need to say?
No. I think we're good. I think we've covered it.
I could use you buying some time. That'd be
oh, great. Well, other than the fact that thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this show. It has been a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride for me. But what I loved about it was that Charles and my personal back and forth on it, going, no, I think this way, and then, oh, I think this way, and then us kind of switching, well, I can see your point and all that, and I knew the show would be about self-discovery as well, talking our way through it and going, well, this is actually how I feel now, and et cetera. So you got to experience, it's not therapy, just a voice, but our own little special brand of talking things out.
I'm not finding any good quotes, so we'll just wrap it out here. I should have looked this up earlier. Sorry.
That's all good. Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is R. Mortimer Mond. Thank you for tuning into Success Freaks.
And I'm Charles McFall saying you don't have to get out, but you can't stay here.
Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby. You can let your head down.